Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. This is an open line show today. That means your phone calls and text messages for Dr. David Hilden, your host. We're not talking about any particular topic, so it's up to you to call in or text in your questions. 651-989-9226 or send a text 81807. I know we're getting some calls as we speak, Dr. Hilden, but a lot of texts so far.
There are a lot of texts. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Denny. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. We're going to have open lines this week and probably for the next several weeks as we ease into the holiday season. So I'm going to take some of your text messages now. Somebody asked me about, why didn't I get to their text message? That happened once. We get so many that I can't get to them all. But for those of you who were listening last week to our show about rheumatology with my colleague, Dr. Rawad Nasser, there were some dozens of texts that we didn't get to. And when there's that many of them, it was obviously a hot topic when we were talking about arthritis. So I'm going to put on the blog site, myhealthymatters.org, I am going to ask Dr. Nasser to do written, short, brief responses to the text messages. That'll happen sometime in the coming days. And so if you texted last week and you didn't get an answer to your arthritis question, check out the website. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the website is myhealthymatters.org. There, I have written essays on there. There's lots of photographs. There's links to sites that I find reliable. People ask me all the time, where on the internet should I go for reliable information? Because I do have to tell you, most of the information you're going to get on there is uncurated, if you will. It's not reliable. But I always put links to sites that I think are reliable. So that's on there. I have links to podcasts to recent shows so you can listen to the show about arthritis, which was last week's show. And so there's lots of information. Sometimes I put funny pictures. Sometimes I do essays. Sometimes I do medical information. That's myhealthymatters.org. To the text line, somebody is asking where in St. Cloud Kevin the Shoe Guy is. I don't know. His place is called the Boot Shack, so you can look it up. I'm in St. Cloud. I probably shouldn't be promoting individual sites, though.
That's true.
Oh, sorry about that. Flu shot. If the medical industry says to get it, then why are medical personnel against getting it for themselves, like the stories that were in Duluth? That's a good question. Most medical personnel are not against it. So what I am strongly opposed to medical people saying they're not going to get the flu shot. They are not doing what they should be doing for their patients. There are people who can't get the flu shot, but they're in the minority, and a small minority. So at my place, at Hennepin, it's a requirement of working there. And if you choose not to get a flu shot, I mean, nobody holds you down and gives you a flu shot. But if at Hennepin, HCMC, where I work, if you don't get a flu shot, you're required to wear a mask because it is simply scientific fact that influenza is passed readily from person to person. And there are some people who are vulnerable, people who have had cancer, children, pregnant women, older adults, people with compromised immune systems for whom influenza is life-threatening. And so it's not a perfect shot, but it's the best we have. And so that's why we should be getting it. So the story out of Duluth, I am not going to comment on a healthcare system's internal policies,
right,
because there's probably much more to it that I don't know. But I'm strongly in favor of healthcare systems requiring it of their employees.
All right.
Can we have time for another one?
Sure.
All right. Here's one that says, I don't know if I'll know the answer to this one. After being treated for hepatitis C, I had a fibro scan earlier showing stage 3 scarring. I just had an MRI last week and was told nothing was shown. Is that possible? Yeah, it is. Hepatitis C can lead to scarring and fibrosis of your liver. And the fibro scan is a new way to do it. It's a new equipment to look for fibrosis that the MRI probably just didn't see. You did the right thing, Texter, by getting your hepatitis C taken care of. And once the hepatitis C is gone, your liver should be okay. We can't reverse already scarred liver. That can't be done, but it won't progress, or it shouldn't progress to anything worse than that. Let's see. Do I have time for another one? How about this one? I have an external hemorrhoid. It's not painful, not really treating much. It's not gone away in a week. Should they go away? Any issue if they don't? Hemorrhoids usually do go away. You can go get some hydrocortisone or any anti-inflammatory cream or some of those anti-inflammatory things at your drugstore. They're quite effective. A hemorrhoid is just a vein. It's a vein that became engorged, and usually they go away. If they don't go away, the texter says, what happens then? Two things. One, they can bleed, and that's dramatic when your toilet bowl is full of blood. And the second thing is they can get blood clots in them. And so a surgeon can fix them in those cases. But start with the anti-inflammatory creams that you can get at the store. You can just buy generic hydrocortisone. You can do that and put it on your bottom and see if that doesn't take care of it.
All right. Let's talk to John, who's calling from Bloomington. John, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm 68 years old, and it seems like in this last year I've had 3 or 4 UTIs, and I was wondering what would be an underlying cause for having so many in a year.
Yeah, it's urinary infections are not that common in men, so if they're happening repeatedly like they are for you, John, it's often due to not enough urine flow. If you think about your bladder and your urination, bacteria can't set up shop. They can't set up housekeeping in your bladder if the urine's moving. But if the urine is not moving very much, then sometimes that can happen. And in men, that's usually due to your prostate getting big. But if you're having recurrent infections, I would see a urologist because urinary infections in women are very common, but less so in men. And so you might want to see if there's any reversible cause. A urologist can take a history, do some studies of your blood and urine, and if need be, a urologist can put a scope inside of your bladder just to make sure there's not other things going on. And those other things are, they can look at your prostate. They can look at you see if you have a cystitis, an inflammation of the bladder. And indeed, they can look for cancers in there. I'm not suggesting you have that. Anytime I say the word cancer, people don't hear anything after that.
That's true.
I'm not suggesting you have that. But it is something that's at least on the list of things. So 4 times in a year, John, I think you should see a urologist and see what's going on.
All right. Very good. 651-989-9226. Sharon is calling from Eden Prairie. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling regarding my elderly mother. She had a slight stroke and was put in the hospital, and then she had this bad respiratory where they put the nebulizer on her for breathing. And she had that for about 2 weeks, and then she was put into a nursing home, and they continued that with the one where you put the little medication in it. And then she was released there and put into assisted living. So what I'm wondering, and now she is taking it 4 times a day. She has no cold or anything. What are the advantages or disadvantages, or why would she still be on the nebulizer?
Great question, Sharon, for your mom. So the advantages of a nebulizer treatment are to open up your airways so you can breathe better. The disadvantages are that there are there's not a lot, but they can cause some dry airways. They can cause in some cases they can cause a racing heart rate because some of the medications cause that. So there's not a huge downside, but it raises the larger question of why she's on it. She had a stroke that we don't routinely treat strokes with nebulizer treatments. If she also has asthma or if she also has emphysema, sometimes the nebulizers help people breathe better. It strikes me, though, I don't know this, but it strikes me as that the nebulizers were intended to be a temporary thing while she was in the hospital at the time of her stroke to help her breathe better, and that somehow or other it got ordered on discharge, it got ordered at the nursing home, and it's just carrying through to the assisted living. This may be, and I'm speculating, but it may be one of those cases where doctors are very quick to order medications, but nobody ever thinks to stop it. So this might be one she doesn't need. I can't just from the phone call from you, Sharon, figure out a reason why she's on it at all. There's not a lot of downside, but I would ask the nurse practitioner or the doctor that sees your mom if that's still necessary, because if nothing else, it's a waste of her time and it's a waste of money. So see if she isn't able to maybe get off of that.
All right. I know in a moment we'll have to take a real quick, fast break, but there was a texter that wants to know if there was any new treatments for Meniere's disease. You know,
not that I know if there's any new treatment.
What is that?
Meniere's disease is a disease of your inner ear where it causes some hearing problems and it can cause tinnitus. And I don't think there's anything new for it, at least not that I'm aware of. But there are some effective treatments sometimes. That's something that you would go to a specialist, go to an ear, nose, throat person for. I'm sorry I don't have much more on that. I can't think of – I'm just racking my brain on the fly here about if there's anything – and I can't really think of anything new, but it's kind of outside my area. So see an ear, nose, throat person for that.
Let's take a quick break. We have more show to come. It's an open line show today. Folks on the line, hang on. We'll come back and get your questions answered and then pick up on some text messages as well. Overcast in the Twin Cities this morning. Temperature reading at 26, heading for 29 later today. Stay tuned to 830-WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. It's an open line show today. Your general health questions for Dr. David Hilden. And Dr. Hilden, as you can see, we have a bunch. Let's see if we can get to them. Norv is calling from New Hope. Go ahead, Norv.
My doctor prescribed Miralax, and we started with a drugstore brand and then picked up Miralax regular. And reading the label for comparison, it says do not use more than 7 days. And
is that a problem?
Is that a problem that it go beyond 7 days?
You know, Norv, not really. On over-the-counter medication packaging, they have to be very conservative. We give people a tablespoon of Miralax every day. If it is keeping you regular, that's okay to do. You know, constipation especially in older adults, is such a big deal. I mean, it's huge. I can't tell you, a day barely goes by and I don't talk to an older adult who's got some constipation issues. So you're so not alone. What you might do is start with your diet first. I strongly recommend, if you can stomach it, a little cup of prune juice every morning. And that's often what all people need, if you like prune juice, or try apple juice or something. And then, so you take it in a stepwise fashion. Start with that. Get fiber in your diet. Get plenty of exercise. Sedentary people have more constipation. Get plenty of water, fluids. And when I say fluid, I'm not talking about Heineken's. I'm talking about water. And then if you've done all those things and you're still constipated, a spoonful of Miralax every day is probably a reasonable option. You could try other things like Senna, which is a plant-based laxative. You can do the Miralax, and if neither of those two things are working, you can move on to enemas and more powerful things. But the short answer is I think you're okay taking it a little bit long. You can take it darn near indefinitely.
Okay. Let's go to Winstead. Carol has been waiting there. Carol, you're on with Dr. Hilden.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
I had stents put in about 6 years ago and never had trouble with a flu shot. I didn't do it too often, but then my heart doctor said I should have one. So I had them, and then the last 2 years, I had such a sore arm, and the last year was horrible. It swelled up, and for about 3 weeks, and my arm ached so bad, and then it went away. Should I have one or not?
Yeah, I'm sorry about your arm swelling. That's a local inflammatory action, but you have heart disease. Yes, you should get a flu shot. It's not... you should still do it. Hopefully that was just an anomaly year and you had a, you know, maybe hit a little nerve or something like that. People do get a sore arm a little bit after the shot. It's usually not too bad, but you're getting a local inflammatory reaction in that case. And yes, I do recommend you still get a flu shot.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Carol. Susan is calling in from Lakeville, Minnesota with a question. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes. In light of the recent reports that Advil adversely affects blood pressure, what is a good alternative for relief of minor aches and pains that occur from time to time? Or would you recommend not using Advil at all?
Yeah, I think it's true, Susan, that Advil, which is the brand name for ibuprofen, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or NSAID, it can raise blood pressure. It's not one of those like direct effect things. Like a person with normal blood pressure takes a few Advil, they're not going to suddenly have high blood pressure. It's rather more of a cautionary note that if you have cardiovascular disease like high blood pressure, or particularly if you also have kidney disease, taking these non-steroidals can make it worse. And so you shouldn't get in the habit of regularly, daily taking non-steroidals such as ibuprofen in that situation. If your blood pressure is normal or if it's well controlled on medication, the occasional ibuprofen isn't going to be a problem. Yeah. If you have a headache, take a couple of ibuprofen, you're okay. If you're needing them every day, that's something that even if you don't have high blood pressure, if you're needing an ibuprofen every day, then you've got something else going on. What's an alternative? Acetaminophen or Tylenol.
Okay.
That's the if you don't have liver disease, would be a little safer for your blood pressure.
Before we grab some more text messages, a reminder that I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that we're going to be doing another Open Line show next week.
We are. If you didn't get in today or if I didn't get to your text messages, please try again. I try to get to as many as possible. We're doing Open Lines next week.
Yeah, good.
And don't forget to go to myhealthymatters.org, the website. Look for previous posts. Listen to podcasts. Leave a comment for me if you want. Subscribe by email. You can do all those on myhealthymatters.org. And if you go to clinicbuilding.org, you can see me giving a video tour of Hennepin's newest clinic building.
All right. Should we grab a text or two? There's time.
Sure. Here's one that says, do cranberries help prevent UTIs? I can't tell you how many people have told me that they do. And so I believe the wisdom of people, but there's no evidence. There's no scientific evidence that cranberries do a darn thing.
Cranberry juice.
But I do know a lot of people who give it a whirl, and the downside is non-existent. So that's my take on that one. There's no medical evidence that it does anything, but it ain't going to hurt.
All right.
How about this one? When is it safe to drive after an umbilical hernia? Probably almost right away. Umbilical hernias can be they heal up pretty quickly, but I'm saying almost right away, maybe not the first day, but you can probably get back to your normal activities relatively quickly after a hernia. But do ask your surgeon,
yes,
because you maybe had a very complicated hernia surgery with mesh and things that I don't know about, and maybe you need to take a few weeks off. But ask your surgeon. Every person is different. Any more time? Are we
good?
Yes,
we have a couple minutes.
A couple minutes? Okay, here's the person that says, I was just diagnosed with vitamin B12 deficiency. Ugh. I like that when you put it. Ugh. I can hardly walk. All the MRIs were clean. How long will it take to get my strength back? And then I've lost the rest of the text message. I have no tingling in my feet. I'm not a vegan, a drinker. I'm allergic to shellfish. So vitamin B12 is very common in people who have had gastric surgery. It's less common in people who eat any animal products because it's everywhere. But just take your vitamin B12, if either shots or pills. And it does stick around in your body forever. It's one of these slow onset things. And if your symptoms are due to B12, they should resolve, but it might take many, many weeks. And if they don't, it might not be due to your B12 deficiency.
All right, we have a little less than 60 seconds to go, and I know we've got a bit of, as I said earlier, a real exciting 2018 for those folks that don't know what's happening.
So we got all kinds of changes in the Hennepin healthcare system. HCMC isn't going away. We're still in downtown Minneapolis, but Hennepin Healthcare is now opening the clinic and specialty center at the corner of 8th and Park. If you're downtown, it's a beautiful building. It's got underground parking. It's got six floors and 350 exam rooms. It's got same-day surgery. It's got an eye clinic, dental clinic, pediatrics, allergy. Everything is there. It's also got rehabilitation service for the Minnesota's best traumatic brain injury program. So if you want to know more about it, go to clinicbuilding.org. It's a simple kind of term, clinicbuilding.org, and watch my video tour.
And if you need a doc, what number, phone number?
Our phone number is 612-873-6963.
See you next week with more of your money.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks, Doctor. Here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Here now is that forecast for the Twin Cities. Cloudy skies today, highs near 29, wind really not much of a factor. Snow overnight tonight, not much, but accumulation maybe less than an inch or so possible, with a overnight low actually rising to about 31. Snow showers likely tomorrow morning. Well, highs would be about 34 degrees, so stay tuned to CCO, and we'll let you know about that snow. Overcast right now, CCO temperature reading 26.
Advisory services offered through Wealth Enhancement Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Certain but not all investment advisor representatives of Wealth Enhancement Advisory Services are also registered representatives of and offer securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Enhancement Group and Wealth Enhancement Advisory Services are separate entities from LPL. Wealth Enhancement Group is a registered trademark of Wealth Enhancement Group, LLC.
Financial strategies that make sense for everyone. Here's your chance to ask any and all questions pertaining to your money. Brought to you by Wealth Enhancement Group. Enhancing wealth and enriching life, because it's your money.
If you have a financial question for Bruce and Peg, you can call this number 24-7, 888-6-ADVICE. You can certainly email your question to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. And now with more of your money, here's Senior Vice President, Financial Advisor Peg Webb, along with the founder of Wealth Enhancement Group, Financial Advisor Bruce Helmer.
Thank you, Denny Long. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We appreciate you being here with us. Hey, a couple of announcements before we dive in to today's topic. Those of you that listen to the show with any degree of regularity know that Wealth Enhancement Group is passionate about education, and we do a lot of seminars, a lot of different events, but we also have been doing more and more webinars recently, and our last webinar of the year is coming up this coming Wednesday, the 13th. This one is called Money, Confidence, Control: What Every Woman Needs to Know About Retirement. It's being hosted by Associate Financial Advisor Lane Marmon and Client Service Associate Pam Krejci. Peg can talk a little bit more about this being a woman, but statistically we know that women outlive men, which means they're likely to have longer retirement needs. Pam and Lane will explain what things you need to be thinking about if you're a woman who's getting close to retirement. Again, that's December 13th. It's at 12 o'clock noon Central Time, and then again at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's noon and 7 Central Time. They'd love to have you join them at either time. They're both really good speakers. So whether you're worried about how to take care of long-term care expenses or how to decide how much risk is too much risk in your portfolio, Lane and Pam will explain the steps and in a presentation, and you get a chance to ask questions and participate and be involved. We get great feedback, you guys, everyone. We get great feedback on our webinars that they are informative. They're not a commercial for Wealth Enhancement Group. They're meant to be educational and informative. If you want to register, you can go to wealthenhancement.com/events. That's all one word, wealthenhancement.com/events. Peg, you're a woman. I can't speak to how women feel. I'm not a woman.
What I want to just mention is that I've actually done this workshop live over the last years, and what I found is that that there was a grand audience of women out there, and they have a lot in common. And the things that they have in common are they tend to be too conservative too soon. They also want to, live a long time, but they're afraid. And they're afraid that they're going to one day be that bag lady under the bridge. And there's still this image of all women that just say, I don't want to be that person. And what happens is it actually stops you from doing the right thing. So it isn't that the round table discussion is different or the investments are different. Once we just talk about the issues that confront women, the number one one that, and it affected me too, is when you're out having children and you're not working, I mean, your Social Security is affected, your pensions are affected. These are things that are real, but then how do you put strategies in place, number one, to live longer, and then also to give you the contentment that you will not run out of money before you run out of breath? So I think the webinar would be a great start to learn some things.
Let me give the how to participate if you're interested. And again, if you can hear our voices right now, you can certainly participate and you can tell other people about it. Again, it's December 13th, 12 o'clock, high noon, Central Time, and then again, 7 p.m. These are Central Times now, so if you don't live in the Central Time Zone, adjust the time accordingly. December 13th at noon and 7 p.m. to register, you go to wealthenhancement.com/events, wealthenhancement.com/events. And the other thing I want to say, Peg, is I have a lot of clients, and this is not, you know, I hope I'm not overgeneralizing because it's changing over time, but I would say at this point still, most of my clients, if they're couples, the female kind of defers to the male on financial stuff. Now, that's changing over the years. In younger couples, that's certainly less true. But people my age and older, there tends to be more that the female sort of, lets the male handle that. That's his, you know, finances are his thing, not my thing. But again, statistically, women live longer than men. That's going to be your thing probably at some point in your life if it's not now. So it's time to start getting educated. Sooner is better than later. It's never too late. But, and by the way, not only women can listen in. Men that love women might want to listen in as well. So again, the seminar is called Money, Confidence, and Control. Excuse me. The webinar is called Money, Confidence, and Control, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Retirement. And again, it's December 13th, noon and 7 p.m. Central Time. The other thing, last week, Peg, we unveiled our seasonal thank you to our listeners, and we're doing our reality check report. We're going to do that again this week. So if you didn't hear the show last week, let Peg and I tell you a little bit about what we're doing here. As a thank you to loyal listeners of the Your Money Show, we're offering you an opportunity to sit down with a wealth enhancement advisor for a no cost, no obligation introductory review meeting to discuss your personal financial situation. We will and always give our best advice. When you come in for that meeting, you'll get today, if you make an appointment based on hearing this announcement today, you'll also get our trademarked reality check report at no additional cost. So let me give you a number, and we'll repeat this at various times during the show, and we're going to talk about this in more detail today. This actually is our topic today, to talk about what's in the reality check report. But let me give you the number now, 1-888-207-1352. That's 1-888-207-1352. You can call right now and arrange a no cost, no obligation meeting. I would tell you this is especially going to be valuable if you have assets exceeding $250,000 or more and you're planning to retire in the next 5 years or so. It's going to be particularly important for folks like you. And I know a lot of you listening probably fit into that category. So again, 1-888-207-1352. And now it's just kind of a natural segue. Peg and I are going to talk about what you get in this reality check report.
Yeah, so there's really four key elements of the reality check. And I'm just going to mention them here, and then we're going to go into detail of every one of them. So the first one is analysis of your current assets. Number two is forecast of your potential growth. Three is estimated Social Security benefits and when to take them. Four is projection of taxes and costs of Medicare and healthcare premiums, et cetera. So it's going to take us some time, Bruce, to get through all four. But I think it's going to, I would stay tuned because here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually tell you what this introductory meeting is going to be like and what you'll discover. So the first one being an analysis of your current assets. So most of you have assets, like you have 401ks at work. You might have some inactive ones. You might have an active one. You might have opened Roth IRAs. You might have some CDs in the bank, and you might have even bought some, you know, real estate holdings when it comes to your portfolio. Well, how do you make sense of all that to create a paycheck? So the first thing we have to do is organize your assets, and we call it our bucket money matrix tool. So this money matrix tool, let me describe it, because Bruce, you know, we can't describe this often enough because people are getting this. I know that people are coming in for these introductory meeting and they say, I want that bucket analysis. I've got all these statements all over. Well, what are we doing? Well, we're looking at your statements to see if it's a taxable investment, tax deferred, like a 401k or a 403b or an IRA, everything that's deferred. That deferred bucket is you owe the government money. It was great while you're putting the money in. It was instant gratification because you weren't taxed on it. But one day you're going to get taxed. You have no idea what it's going to be, but boy, does it feel good today. Then third bucket is your tax advantage money like Roth or municipal bonds or life insurance, cash value, those kinds of things. Most people can put those buckets together, like what's taxable, what's tax deferred and tax advantage. Here's the hard one. What is short term? What is medium term? And what is long term? Well, what do we mean by that? When are you going to use these buckets of money? What I find, Bruce, is, and I'm just going to use $1 million because it's a nice round number and people like hearing that number, is if you have $1 million, most people see their million as one bucket. And they ride the emotions, good or bad, on that one bucket of money. Well, if you start dissecting your bucket into when will you need this to create your paycheck? Is it going to be in the first 5 years? Is it going to be in the first 10? Or is it a bucket that's going to be for your long-term growth? So it's important to do that because if you have the emotional roller coaster of riding this $1 million through your entire retirement, you know what you're going to do, Bruce? You're going to derail your entire retirement.
You are.
Because the emotion that comes with creating your own paycheck is one that we witness every single day. Right now, everybody's overzealous. They're so confident. They're all out spending money. And right now, I'm actually harvesting some of the gains in these long-term buckets. And would you believe, Bruce, it's hard for the clients to actually do it? They're going, well, wait a minute. It's so good. Why would I take these profits off the table? Because don't I see that it's done double-digit returns? But that's when you actually take profits. So what I mean by derailing yourself is if you don't understand what the purpose of your money is and where it fits into creating paychecks, you may derail your entire financial future, not just for yourself. Bruce, you mentioned in the beginning that a lot of the guys do the investments and the women trust them. Well, you're actually creating a paycheck for your entire family future, not just for yourselves, but for your legacy as well.
I love the way you did that. This is the part of the reality check analysis of your current investments, and I just love the way you did that. I wished this is the time I wished radio was a visual medium, because the Your Money Matrix, if you vision it, you know, Peg talked about taxable, tax deferred, and tax advantaged. If you think of a tic-tac-toe board enclosed on the outside, and then you have columns, so the vertical columns going from left to right, taxable, tax deferred, tax advantaged. Then the horizontal columns going from up to down, short term, midterm, and long term. That's what the Your Money Matrix looks like. But the reason this is so important, again, if you think back, everybody remembers the market crash of 2008. We've been on a long bull run, and we know there's corrections. There's always going to be corrections in the market, but the last really big correction started in the fall of 2007 and ended in the spring of 2009. People talk about that and how they lost money, and my 401k became a 201k, and it was horrible. It wasn't horrible. You only got hurt if you sold stocks when they were low, if you panicked. Or unfortunately, a lot of people retired and they still needed money to live. They still needed to buy groceries. They still needed to buy gas. And they had to sell stocks to create income. But if you had short-term money, you didn't have to sell stocks when the market was low in 2008. So I get so passionate about this because this tax taxable, tax-deferred, tax-advantaged, short-term, mid-term, and long-term. The Your Money Matrix, the reason we use it is because it works. And it works for everybody, and it works all the time. And anybody that's not doing this is making a mistake. I look around the world, and I go, why doesn't everybody do this? And I don't know the answer, but they don't. But we do, and we're right, and it works. And I got all excited there. I'm sorry, but you did a great job of talking about that.
The reason we get excited is because we actually see the backside. We see the backside of people coming in, preparing for retirement, and it's like a light bulb goes off. When we organize their assets and we put it into the buckets and we say, okay, here's your short-term, medium-term. What I find is that people are in the wrong buckets. They don't understand how they're going to prepare for this paycheck. And so that's the first thing we do.
Everybody wants to try to predict when the market's going to correct. And you can't. Nobody knows when corrections are going to occur. But I don't care when they occur. If I've got short-term, mid-term, and long-term money, market corrections, I swear to God, never bother me. Even 2008 did not bother me at all. They never do. They never will.
The second one is forecasting your potential growth. So a lot of the financial forecasts out there will pick a number and then they will say this is an average over the next 3 decades. And then they will run a financial forecast using that same rate of return every single year. Is that reality? Absolutely not. It's not going to happen even like a 6% every single year. What really happens is nobody knows what the sequence of returns are going to be. But what we need to do is we need to look at the past. What has different asset classes earned over the past? We can't take that just into consideration. We have to do a financial forecast of what does the future look like. I would say things are different today than they were 20 years ago, 50 years ago. Well, how do we forecast? Well, our investment team looks at each asset class, does research and analytics about what they forecast the next decades to do. And then they actually talk to some outside resources, and then we get validity on what should we use in our financial forecast. Well, then on our financial forecast, we can't just use an even number every year. There's different sequences. Well, so the software that we use to come up with this potential growth does a Monte Carlo that spins the wheel 1,000 different times as far as what rate of return you should expect over time. And what do I mean by that? Well, a sequence would be plus 20%, -40%, +2%, +10%. Do you understand what I'm saying? So every year it's different, but the average over time still might be 6%. But when you're creating your reality check, we have to take into consideration what is your sequence going to look like? And that's part of this reality check is forecasting that potential growth. Will you have enough for as long as you, your mortality goes. And then also, Bruce, this is what I hear. I don't want you to run my reality check to age 100. I'd rather run it to 80 years old instead of 100. And I said, well, let's be a little bit more conservative. And a lot of times the wife is sitting there, or the significant other, and says, well, you might be gone, but I think she should run it to 100 because I might be here.
That's a great point. So again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about what's included in your reality check report. And so far, we talked about an analysis of your current investments. And frankly, if we don't like what we see, which is often the case, we'll help make improvements and adjustments there. Number two is to try to forecast what it will be in the future and how much income it will provide. Peg, what's the third thing?
Estimating Social Security benefits. Now, some people listening might say, well, I get that statement in the mail, or I've gone on the Social Security website. I know what my number is. Well, when are you going to take it? Are you going to claim early? Are you going to claim at your full retirement age? Are you going to wait till 70? How do you decide? Well, then if there's a married couple, then they can actually benefit on each other. And then lastly, if something happens to one of you, you step up to the highest of the two. So there's unique situations for every married couple. And then you've got the survivor benefits. So what I tell people, Bruce, is I know that people can make decisions on one item within their financial plan. But what they don't consider when they're making their Social Security decision is how does that ripple to all the other income that you might have. So let me give you an example. So we have a client that's still working part-time. and she wants to take her Social Security because she's one of these people, Bruce, that says, I paid into this all my life, and I'm going to take that at 62 no matter what, because I'm not sure how long I'm going to live. Well, because she's got income and she's got some deferred comp from another employer coming in, she will lose all sorts of money in the way of taxes on her Social Security for the next 4 years. So when we ran an analysis, it showed that she would be much better off to wait till financial for their for her FRA, her full retirement age. Yeah, I had that word financial in my head, but her full retirement age, because when we did the tax analysis, she'll have a huge savings and she doesn't have a health concern or anything. So she didn't understand that that would ripple based on her taxes or how taxation even worked on Social Security. So the reality check, the fact that we walked through that, educated her on why she would wait.
You know, Social Security is a big decision, and for most people, you only get to make it once. There is a potential exception to that, and so don't call me and email me, because last time I said that, somebody said that's not true. But generally speaking, you make that decision once, and getting it right is a big deal. It can be the difference of up to six figures of income over your lifetime. And I always tell people, Peg, it's never going to be an exact science because we don't know exactly how long you're going to live. But we can make what are the most likely reasonable assumptions, feed that data into the software, do the calculation, and give you what is probably the best answer for you. We can enhance your chances of maximizing that benefit and getting it right. It's never an exact science, but we greatly increase your odds. And getting that decision right is a really, really big deal. People don't understand what
it's
a big deal that is.
It's a huge deal. Four is a projection of taxes, and especially when it comes to your health care premiums. But taxes matter in everything you do. So most people understand that if we could save dollars on taxes every year, that just means extra compounding of your money that you could use over the long term. I love when clients retire early and we have an opportunity to do some Roth conversions and get some money out of that tax deferred bucket and into more of a tax advantage bucket. That actually makes sense. So in this reality check, we look at, are you in the right buckets? How are they taxed? And how are we going to create this paycheck that's tax efficient?
We also look at, you know, taxes is a big one, but we look at other costs that we know are going to be there. So that might include, you know, healthcare and those types of issues. Because again, it doesn't matter how much your income is. It matters how much of that income you get to keep. In other words, what's your net income after you pay those taxes, after you pay for other expenses that you know that you're going to have. So but we'll get to listeners involved in the second half of the show. We'll come back and we'll kind of do a little review or a recap again of what is all in this reality check, why we think it's so valuable, and then we'll also talk a little bit again how you can take advantage of an opportunity for limited time. We only do this once a year, usually around the holidays. So we'll recap all that stuff, and then we'll get you, the listener, involved in the second half of the show. Danny?
Very good. Here's our phone number, 888-6-ADVICE, and keep in mind you can use that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not just during the show. That's 888-623-8423. If you'd rather, send us your email questions. Those email questions go to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. Again, email questions go to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. But do call us, 888-6-ADVICE. We'll be back right after this with more of Your Money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.